Many plateaued churches do not lack sincere people. They may have faithful members, loving volunteers, longtime elders, devoted deacons, and people who have served for decades. But sincerity alone is not enough to renew a church. A church needs trained leaders. When a church has been stuck for years, one of the first questions to ask is not simply who is in charge. The better question is, who is being trained? A training culture means the church expects leaders to keep growing. Elders grow, deacons grow, board members grow, volunteers grow, ministry workers grow. New leaders are identified, encouraged, and equipped. In some churches, people were placed into leadership because they were available, loyal, or well-known. That may have helped for a season. But over time, leaders need biblical formation, ministry wisdom, role clarity, and accountability. The Apostle Paul told Timothy, "The things which you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit the same things to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." 2 Timothy 2:2 Web. That is a training culture. Paul did not tell Timothy to keep all ministry in one person's hands. He told him to multiply faithful, teachable leaders. A legacy church may need to ask, are we multiplying leaders or are we protecting positions? Here is a practical example. A rural church has no full-time pastor, but it has three teachable people. One who loves visitation, one who can lead Bible study, and one who has a gift for organizing care. Through Christian Leaders Institute, those people can begin training. Through Christian Leaders Alliance, some may later pursue credentialing, commissioning, or ordination where appropriate. The common mistake is waiting for one perfect pastor to arrive and fix everything. A better pathway is to begin training the leaders God has already placed among you. A revitalized church becomes a learning church. A learning church becomes a serving church. And a serving church becomes a place where new leaders are discovered, formed, and sent